The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, with every hour that passes, the excitement and the tension continues to build. So to give us their thoughts ahead of the big game tonight between Ireland and Czechia in Prague, I'm joined by former Ireland manager Brian Kerr. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, Claire. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, unlike all the country, everyone in the country, nervous and edgy, but, you know, looking forward to the occasion. Uh-huh. Just hope we do it by hook or by crook. Just get it done somehow or other.
But when you were in charge on the big days, you'd go for a sleep during the day, would you?
Who told you that?
I did
actually. There was a lot going on. It was a busy day as leading up to the games, and I generally on the morning of the game I used to bring the team for a very light training session. We used to do the actual set pieces. I named the team on the morning, and I would go through the set pieces and practice with the actual 11 that was starting, which I used to think was the wisest thing to do, because they wouldn't have known the starting team until the morning of the game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's what we did. And we used to go for lunch. We'd have some meetings with the groups of players, with the defenders and the goalkeeper. I'd do some video work with them individually, and then with the midfield players, and then the attacking players, just so show them specific stuff. But I used to go for a sleep myself in the afternoon.
It's a great idea.
I had some great music that I could listen to and would put me asleep, and I'd get maybe 45 minutes or so, and I'd get up as fresh as a daisy before we might have a little meeting before we leave the hotel, and get on the bus and go to the game. But yeah, I no bother with that, Claire.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
I don't know whether anyone else follows that, but I know the players spend
resting
and sleeping.
Tonight I'm just hearing all of the analysis and reading all of it as well, and there's just so much hype around it. That composure is going to be key, isn't it, going on to that pitch at 7:45?
Yeah, for sure. But you know, today is a very calm day for the players, in that there's not a lot happening. They don't go and train on match day now, I don't think, under Heimer. And I think there would obviously be team meetings and some tactical stuff, I'd say, before they leave the hotel. And they'd go for a walk. You know, there'd be a lot of eating, and there would be a lot of work with the physios and masseurs as well. Mm-hmm. The very, very few players wouldn't have some sort of a little tweak that they needed to get taken care of on the day. So the physios and masseurs would be very busy, and there's a lot of psychological stuff goes on that, because those people, like said Tony McCarthy, lads, some very experienced medical people, and they'd be psychologists in their way. They'd be very calm on the day, and they'd be keeping everything calm and light, and keeping trying to keep the hype down, you know.
Yeah.
but keep the players focused as well. It always, and the likes of Seamus Coleman and John Egan and lads like that who have been around the block would also be trying to keep the atmosphere right. It's not too tense, but yeah, it's very focused that the day is important.
And listen, what's your view on what people are saying about Coleman and Brady and Ogbeni to a certain extent, that the lack of game time with those three lads might be an issue, particularly since the Ireland-Hungary match?
Yeah, I think it is a big issue. But Seamus has shown in the last couple of games, where he hadn't had much game time for Everton prior to that, that he could do the job. And he's an extraordinary character. And he's probably different from a lot of other players in being able to prime himself to do the job on the big occasion without having the game time under his belt at the highest level. And he showed that in the last two games. He played extraordinarily well until he went off in Hungary. About 60 minutes in, I think he went off in Hungary. But he's a particularly special sort of person, Claire. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know that until I was in the squad with John O'Shea and Paddy McCarthy, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And I got to know Seamus a bit better person. In the case of Robbie Brady, another great character, and so enjoyed coming back into the squad. He'd been out of the squad for a good while until John O'Shea brought him back in, but he has missed a lot of game time now. He's not played. He's played a little bit for Preston recent weeks. I don't think Heim will go for Robbie to start, even though he's a very important player, good set pieces. I think he'd stick with Ryan Manning for the left wing back position, left back, left wing back. And Ryan Manning can do that set piece stuff too. He scored some great goals for Southampton this season, and he's playing regular. Chidozie Ogbeni, a different character then as well. Makes such an impression in games. It's so vibrant and strong and pacey. And I think the manager will want to play him because he's had such an effect on games. He gives that pace in behind when we don't have much of the ball. And I think he's been playing on the 21s football in an awkward position at Sheffield United, that they've too many loan players and he's not been getting the game. But I like Seamus. I'd say he's been keeping himself in very good nick once he got over the hamstring trouble. So I think the manager, big decisions to make for the manager, centre midfield position as well as that. But I think Ogbeni will play. I think Manning will play and Seamus will play.
Yeah.
That position then, the middle of the field, I think Jason Malumbi will play. And who plays beside him is going to be, that's a big question for the manager and a big decision to be made there.
Yeah, but overall, you think it'll be a tough game? Nothing easy about it, but do you think we can do it?
I think we can do it. I think people have underestimated how difficult it may well be. They have a superb record at home. I think in the last 18 games, they've lost one home game, irrespective of who they've been playing. And I think there's been a lot made, for instance, that they lost the match to the Faroes. I don't think people should be sniffing at that so much. It's quite difficult to beat the Faroes in the Faroe Islands. Mm-hmm. But there's been an awful lot made of that, and the bit of disruption in the camp and the stuff with the captain, Thomas Souček, and taking the captaincy. I think a lot of that will go by the board today, and the crowd will be behind their team. It'll be a hostile atmosphere towards our players. The ref will be getting it in the neck with every decision that goes against them. Could go to penalty kicks. They've an extraordinary record on penalty kicks, that they've never missed a penalty in a qualification match. 23 penalties in penalty shootouts. They've scored 23 out of 23.
Yeah, but they'll have Queeving to deal with.
So exactly. And it doesn't, those players that scored those won't be playing tonight. It's mm-hmm. different players, different. Have Queeving. I hope it doesn't go to that, Claire.
Yeah.
I hope we can get it done.
Our hearts will be in our mouths, time, Brian.
It's the biggest game for a long, long time, and massive. And there is a real bit of hope after the last three games. Not that we played brilliantly in any of those games.
We got the results.
But we got there.
All right.
And we're
Brian,
in the show.
Listen, great to talk to you. And let's all hope we have a great night tonight. We get the result that we want. That's the former Ireland manager there, Brian Kerr.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.